Immigrants and allies held a vigil last night in the parking lot of the Super Gigante grocery store in Norristown, where earlier in the day, ICE officers detained more than a dozen people. Stephanie Vincent is a leader with Community for Change Montgomery County. She says ramped up immigration enforcement is tearing apart families and communities.
What's happening here in Norristown and across Montgomery County is very traumatizing. And it's not just traumatizing for the families that are directly affected by it. It's the whole Latino community and even broader than that. People are really scared and frustrated and feel powerless to fight up against what's happening in their communities.
The Mexican consulate in Philadelphia said at least six of the people detained are Mexican nationals. Philadelphia's DA says the sentence for a police officer convicted of manslaughter for killing someone during a traffic stop is nowhere near enough. WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
Larry Krasner said Mark Dial's sentence in the killing of Eddie Israeri isn't anywhere near the guidelines for a similar case not involving a police officer.
Sentencing guidelines in the standard range are 54 to 72 months. That is 4.5 to 6 years in state custody as the minimum.
Krasner said Dial's 9.5 months to 2 years in immediate parole shows favoritism.
There is nothing new about white people being treated better than black and brown people. And there's nothing new, sadly, about the status of a defendant, whether that status involves wearing a uniform or not. There's nothing new about that being unequal.
The DA said he would not take the case to the state's judicial review panel. The family of the victim is pursuing a civil suit. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Mostly sunny skies over Philadelphia at this hour, 92 degrees outside. Temperatures going to cool off ever so slightly as we make our way through the rest of the afternoon into the evening. Overnight, temperatures get into the mid-70s. Tomorrow, slightly cooler for Friday, patchy sunshine with highs in the mid-80s.